I look in the faces of people in these mountains, whether they're little children or elderly men and women, and they've never heard the name of Jesus.
If the gospel is true and God really is good, then where is God amid poverty and pain?
An individual will come to know Jesus, and then they'll be totally ostracized in their village or forced out of the village, not able to get water or just have some of the basic things you need for life. And then, worst of all, just stories of people coming to know Jesus and then being killed.
Where are the peace and protection of God for the oppressed and exploited in the world?
People brought together by the gospel, risking their lives to share God's love with the people around them. That is the church as God's designed it to be.
Is hell really a place? And if so, why are so many people born into what seems like an earthly hell, only to move to an eternal one? How can that be fair?
I threw my pack down and just fell on the floor, just weeping, like uncontrollable weeping, like crying out, God, why?
Life's hardest questions don't just demand answers, they require action. Welcome to Something Needs to Change, a call to make your life count in a world of urgent need. A conversation with the pastor of McLean Bible Church in Washington, D.C., and New York Times best-selling author, David Platt. Here's our host for this special program, Don Crow.
Hi, I'm Don Crow. For the next half hour or so, I would like to invite you to join me in a conversation with a servant of the Lord Jesus whose recent travels have shown him some things that I think we all need to hear and learn from. Dr. David Platt is currently serving as the pastor teacher at McLean Bible Church here in the Washington, D.C. area. Previously, he served as president of the International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention and also pastor of the church at Brook Hills in Birmingham, Alabama. He's the author of several books, as many of you already know, including Radical, Radicals Together, Follow Me, and Counterculture. He also founded Radical, Inc., a ministry devoted to disseminating disciple-making resources so the gospel can be made known to the ends of the earth. And you can learn more about all of this at his website, radical.net. That's radical.net. And while any one of those previous books is well worth your attention, the one that he and I are going to talk about right now is something that he wrote recently, really based on an amazing trip. It's called Something Needs to Change, a call to make your life count in a world of urgent need. In fact, it's described by one review as a heart-wrenching, soul-searching journey through impoverished villages in the Himalayan mountains. And it left him stunned by the human needs he encountered. The experience described as so dramatic that he himself said afterward, it changed the trajectory of my life. Now, that book's available at his website, radical.net. And David, thanks for joining me for a few minutes to talk more about this incredible journey you've just been on.
It's great to be here, Don. Thanks for having me.
Now, your previous books have always challenged us as followers of Christ.